You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are trying something new here at Marketplace Weekend. We want to hear your stories about money that are happening right in your neighborhood, what you think is worth talking about. And you can hear more details about a project we're calling Local Money. You can see them on our website, marketplaceweekend.org. This week, a controversial proposal by Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges was scaled back. It would have forced businesses to pay employees who had had their shifts canceled. It was one part of her working families agenda, and it's got labor and businesses at odds. We've got reporter Curtis Gilbert from our sister network, Minnesota Public Radio, here to explain. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Lizzie.
All right. So before we get into the sort of battle of what's going on right now, can you explain the background of this proposal? This was something that Mayor Hodges wanted and was part of her working families agenda, right?
The fair scheduling, yes. So the working families agenda is something that the mayor of Minneapolis rolled out in concept earlier this year. And about 6 weeks ago, they finally started to put some specifics behind these proposals. And so the working families agenda had three basic parts. One involved giving workers more predictability for their work schedules. Another one would guarantee everyone who works in the city paid sick leave. And a third part dealt with something they called wage theft.
The fair scheduling part of this I found sort of fascinating, and I want you to explain both what it was and then how it got tanked. I mean, the idea that, okay, you got to lay out a schedule and then, oh, that falls apart and you have to pay me if it doesn't work. Wow, that seems like something that businesses would just go bananas about.
Yes, I think bananas would be a mild term for the reaction from the business community here. So this is really an idea that was born in San Francisco. San Francisco is the only city in the country that's passed something like this. And it, in fact, it just went into effect there this year. And basically, the idea of it is that workers are having their schedules change at the last minute. It makes it difficult for them to find childcare, to take second jobs, to pursue education, even to have like a social life. And so it would essentially give them a right to know their schedule a certain amount of time in advance or to be compensated, kind of like getting overtime kind of thing. You'd get an extra hour of pay if your schedule was changed. The specific proposal in Minneapolis started out to be very broad, very much broader than what they have in place right now in San Francisco. So the San Francisco proposal applies only to your big chain retailers, restaurants, and hotels, places like that. The Minneapolis proposal, by contrast, would have applied to every employer in the city. So every mom and pop restaurant. And so the face of the opposition to this in Minneapolis was, of course, a very sympathetic one. You know, it's small business owners who say, look, we can't set our schedules in. Originally, the proposal was 4 weeks in advance. You know, the weather happens. We heard this from, people who run restaurants that have outdoor patios. You know, we could try to say set the schedule, you know, in September for October. Well, it might snow in October, right? In Minnesota.
Yeah.
Then we're going to close the patio. Like we can't, and you know, we're operating on thin margins, and so we have to be able to change our schedules in response to changing business conditions.
So now that this has gone away, what is happening with the rest of this agenda and plan?
Well, right. Because the opposition to this scheduling issue was so strong and so vociferous and so well organized, it actually had pulled a lot of attention away from other parts of the proposal, which are probably potentially more popular and less controversial. And the main one there is this guarantee of sick time. About 40% of American workers have no access to paid sick leave. And that number is much higher once you talk about part-time workers, low-income workers, hourly workers, people from minority communities disproportionately, you know, do not have access to sick time. I think the calculation that the politicians in Minneapolis made was that there was perhaps less opposition to this idea of sick leave. Of course, lots of businesses provide paid sick leave already, so there are going to be fewer people who are going to be opposed to this because they're already doing it, right? And there's also a lot more of a precedent for the sick leave part of the thing. There are four states, 19 cities, and one county in the U.S. that already have some kind of mandatory paid sick leave, you know, and the details of these all vary because they're all in different places. But so there's a lot more of a track record for that. And so I think they figured focus on the thing that's a little more likely to pass and try to cut back the opposition, which was becoming, as we learned this week, overwhelming to the fair scheduling part of it.
Curtis Gilbert from Minnesota Public Radio, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's what's happening in Minneapolis. What's going on in your neighborhood? Tell us at marketplaceweekend.org. We might just pick yours out and talk about it on air and online.